Hello everyone, Father Rocca here from St. Mark Parish. Today I would like to say a few words about the Feast of the Holy Family, a feast that the Church celebrates on the Sunday following Christmas. I have a story here about a family which was having very difficult financial problems. It was Christmas and the family, mom, dad, and six-year-old Sean, had no money to buy store-bought presents, but that didn't keep them from celebrating Christmas. They decided to make pictures of the presents they would like to give each other. So they drew or cut out of catalogs and magazines pictures of what they most wanted to give one another. Then they put the pictures in old boxes left over from prior Christmases, decorated them with old bows, and placed them under the tree. On Christmas morning, the tree was heaped with riches. There was a shiny new car for Dad, along with a red motorboat, golf clubs, a new suit, sweaters, and an all-weather coat. Mom found her dream house, a diamond necklace, dresses, coats, shoes, a new silver service, and a vacation cruise. Most of the make-believe gifts were for little Sean. A camping tent, a bicycle, a kiddie car, games, sports equipment, and even a backyard swimming pool. They had a great time opening their imaginary presents. Finally, little Sean crawled under the Christmas tree and pulled out a gift he prepared and had hidden way back in the corner. With a big smile, he handed the presents to his parents. When his mother and father opened it, they found a picture Sean had drawn with his first grade crayons. He had used bright, flashy colors and a modernistic drawing technique, but it was unmistakably the picture of three people laughing, a man, a woman, and a small child. They were standing side by side, their arms around one another tenderly. Obviously, they were radiantly happy together. And under the picture, little Sean had printed just one word. It said, "Us." Mom and Dad looked at that picture through tear-filled eyes. They realized in the years to come, they would receive lots of Christmas presents, but they would never receive a better Christmas present than this one. In a simple crayon drawing, six-year-old Sean reminded them that cars, books, and toys may be nice, but love for one another is the best gift of all. Perhaps that is why today's Feast of the Holy Family is positioned so close to our Christmas celebration, to remind us of what is truly important. For today, we remember that, like us, Jesus had roots within the family. While we know precious little about his earthly years, today's feast reminds us that, like Jesus, we become who we are in the context of a family. Through the family, we learn what is truly important in life. We gain a sense of our identity and self-confidence. Through the family, we learn a reverence for God and a respect for others. Through the family, we become aware of personal limits and how to handle them. And most importantly, through the family, we learn that we are loved. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that nothing is so conducive to loving as knowing oneself to be loved. And within the family, we learn that not only that we are loved, but we learn how to love. Let us pray today then, Lord God, help us to live as the Holy Family, united in respect and in love. Let us pray that we be given the grace to look beyond the things we have or the things we have received, to see each person as a gift. With God's help, may our homes be places where love and understanding can grow. Homes, in the words of St. Paul, built on a foundation of heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness. Homes where a spirit of gratefulness is always present. Homes centered in God, where forgiveness and patience abound. Where we are willing, always, to allow one another a second chance. For today, we are reminded that our love for the members of our family is indeed the best gift of all. And so, on this Feast of the Holy Family, what shall we hand on to our children? Attention, for one day it will be too late. A set of values, self-reliance, courage, conviction, self-respect, and respect for others. A sense of humor, the meaning of discipline, the will to work, the talent for sharing. For it is not so much what we give as what we share. A love of justice, the power of faith, and the knowledge of being loved beyond demand and reciprocity. What shall we give our children? The open sky and the brown earth, beaches of golden sand and blue water, the stars in their course, sunlight, moonlight, firelight, a large hand reaching down to a small hand, impromptu praise, the unexpected kiss, a straight answer, long days to be merry and nights without fear, the memory of a good home. These things let us give our children. May you all have a blessed and holy feast of the Holy Family.